going up there in the middle of a drought and seeing the confidence in those wool growers up there is quite something. I don't know, it didn't look like it was ever going to rain again, but here it has. And in the meantime, what they've done is gone on and built these fences, not only municipal fences, but cluster fences, where you're working with a number of different farmers from around you, and also individual fences within those cluster fences. So they've got on and built these things, and the weaning rates, and you can get any number you want, but I mean, look, weaning rates of in the order of 30% going up to 80%. There's a number of different stories. Every wool grower's got a different story to tell about how successful these things are and how profound a difference it makes. So, you know, their challenge now is, now they've got the rain and the fences, their challenge now is to restock. But buy sheep, and they're not cheap, so that's going to be a bit of a challenge. So we're trying to work out some ways, and we might be able to help with that.
How do you see wool production in the coming 12 months?
Look, we think supply is still going to remain under a good amount of pressure. You can't turn this on a dime. We think that the prices where they are will stop the rot. The steep decline in volume. It certainly looks like that, and we're seeing good ram sales. You know, that's a good sign that people are starting to have a look at, you know, either turning back to this or getting into it. Probably turning back to it. The problem we've got is that many of these enterprises have turned to cropping, for example, where they've let the infrastructure fall down, the shearing shed deteriorate, the yards deteriorate. So it's a little easier sitting on a header, or it's a little easier farming a property, with crops than it is with sheep. Sheep are hard work. So even though we think that, price-wise, wool's very competitive, or very equitable and competitive with some of those other commodities right now, it's going to have to be a bit more. It's going to have to go a bit further than that to really turn the needle back, because there's infrastructure costs and other things, labour intensity, lifestyle. You are seriously affecting your lifestyle if you've been in cropping and you want to turn back to sheep. So it's going to have to be a fair bit better before we see the needle completely swing. But, encouraging signs, wool prices look great at the moment. I mean, they really do.
Okay, some very quick answers. What's going to happen to the AWI staff over the next 3 years with the strategic plan? What are your plans for the Sydney office?
Oh, look, Sydney office will continue to reduce in number as we grow the office resources overseas, and that's simply because our nearest customer is 7,000 kilometres away.
So where will you base those offices?
Hong Kong's going to be key to us in terms of process and product innovation, education extension. We're going to need, of course, a number of people here, but I want to put the resources that are needed next to our key partners overseas, so our next marketing next to retail partners, product and process next to processing partners. They are in the Northern Hemisphere, processing and products in Asia, marketing in Europe. So they're going to continue to grow, and we've already started that. Our regional general manager, Western Hemisphere, is based over in Europe, and product and process innovation is moving up there. How we'll do this is through attrition, basically. As we lose staff here, we won't necessarily put new ones back on here.
So you'll employ locals in those markets. So a Hong Kong local, you wouldn't necessarily move your staff from Sydney to Hong Kong.
It depends on the role, but I think product and process innovation experts shouldn't look like me. They should look like the people they're dealing with, and that's Asian. We've got some wonderful colleges up there we've been working with for a long time, Hong Kong Polytechnic in particular, where we're looking to get some key talent out of there, and that came from there and have been working in the field to draw them back to focus on working for us.